Hello, and welcome to my new podcast. This is Tanya Richardson. Nice to meet all y'all. I really don't know what to talk about. There's a lot going on in my life that's probably boring to y'all. I've been with the same man for 35 years. He was locked up for 13 of them years. I married his best friend, had two kids by his best friend, had one kid by him. I have three girls. I love him to death. We've been having problems lately because of all these little young whores, that I'd say dope whores, are just like flocking to him. It's unreal. He's 55 years old and these children, I would call them, are between the ages of 25 and 32. It's just crazy to me. Anything, they'll do anything for some drugs. It's unreal. Back in my day, it wasn't like that. Nothing like that. I grew up in a great time. I was born in 69, and the 80s were great to me. It was nothing like it is today. It wasn't just whores just everywhere. Just, you know, every bitch you meet was a whore. It wasn't like that. We had morals. We knew right from wrong. We did, you know, we choose right. You know, we always, 95% of the time, chose right over wrong. These days, it's like wrong is the way to go. It's unreal to me. My kids are part of that generation. I have a 32-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 27-year-old, which will be 28 in March. My oldest one is in prison right now, serving 3 years, and she just got another sentence to serve 3 more for drugs. Drugs, you know. Back in the 80s, it was the war against drugs, you know, we're going to beat drugs, and just say no, Nancy Reagan, and it was just something we never thought about. It was just something we didn't do. If you heard anybody doing drugs, it's like, oh my God, that were just pure trash. If you did drugs, you died. That's what I was taught. You shoot up dope, you die. It's crazy. Not everybody, all these bitches on the streets, that's all they do. And they're dying left and right. When in the 80s, the heroin went here, you couldn't find heroin in Mississippi. You couldn't find heroin in Alabama and Tennessee. The only place you could find heroin was in like California and New York. What happened? What happened was the opioid addiction. All these doctors started writing pain pills to everybody, no matter what. Didn't check them out. Didn't give them exams. Just said, you know, they just went in and said, look, hey, I've got pain in my knee. Well, here's you some Oxycontin. And some Xanax and some Somas. And just started taking all them for over the years and years and years, and everybody got addicted. Okay, and then all of a sudden the government shuts them down, shuts all these doctors down, and the cartel says, well, hell, there's more billions of dollars right there to be made. Let's ship out some heroin to Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee. And hell, what the hell? Let's put fentanyl in it to kill them all off. Make it stronger. Make them want it more. Make them tell their friends. Get more people hooked. It's just crazy. This world's just gone crazy. I just go back to the older days when, you know, you didn't have to worry about all this. Our kids can play. You know, I played out. You know, the street lights come on. It's time to come in. You eat supper. You go to bed. You go to school the next morning. I mean, it was nothing like it is today. This world has gone nuts. Well, I'm signing off for now. This is my first podcast. I'll try to get better. Try to discuss more important things that y'all might think about. Maybe y'all can give me some insight or what y'all might want to hear about. Anyway, signing off. This is Tanya Richardson. Thanks for listening.